I quite often talk about the hills to die on in management rights, and that's obviously very colloquial, it's not serious, but in a management rights agreement and management rights relationship, there are sometimes times where you've got to take a stand, and there's other times where you should roll over because it's not worth the grief. Reimbursement of expenses is one of those things. And I suppose we quite often get caught in the position where clients look at their agreement and they say, but I've got spending authority for $500 or $1,000 per item or per month or whatever it might be, and now the body corporate's saying I can't spend that money. The reality is that it's the body corporate's money that you're spending. That's the starting point. So it's up to them to make a decision about what authority they're going to give you. And so even if the committee's behaviour in relation to your spending limits is not consistent with the agreement itself, and they're pulling the reins in on you, for me, this is definitely not a hill to die on. And the reality is, you've got to ask yourself the question why. And why is usually because there's some element of trust that might not necessarily be in place that it should be. It might be that there's a new committee who want to rein in spending across the board and you're just part of that. But for whatever reason, the main thing, for me at least, is not to pick a fight with your body corporate about your ability to go and spend $200 at Bunnings without their authorisation. Because that is going to lead to a substantial legal bill if we're going to generate fights about that. So for me, one of those things is starting to get back on the front foot with your relationship with the committee, seek approval in advance if that's what the actual issue is, because the reality is the scheme's always going to need spending in some way, shape or form on things that aren't going to be part of the formal budget, and get the relationship back on track where you have that degree of trust and you can go and start running your own race again in terms of expenses. But arguing about what your agreement gives you the right to spend is, for mine, probably 99 times out of 100, not the path to head down. But again, if you need help, please reach out.